I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Kenya's government reports worsening drought conditions. Nearly 950,000 children under the age of five are now malnourished. Bore wells play a critical role as Kenya's drought drags on. Joy Mueller of Kenya Hope.
In the last few years, we have been able to put a well or a borehole in all of the communities that we have an established work in. And the timing couldn't have been better.
The wells allow Kenya Hope to meet physical and spiritual needs.
When we're going into a community and we are digging these boreholes, then we are also handing out the living water in the form of audio Bibles.
Kenya Hope needs your help to keep the program going. We'll connect you at missionnews.org.
And we are just so thankful to people who have heard this plea and have generously given so that we could provide this clean water.
And there's a lot to be said for collaboration. A 2018 business study found that when employees worked as a team, 73% do better work and 60% are more innovative. Well, the same principles apply to Bible translation. When everyone works together, more gets done. Andy Keener of Wycliffe USA says Bible translation used to be done by the West for the rest, and now the workforce and process are shifting.
Over the last generation, the center of gravity of the church has been moving south and east from the traditional Europe and North America.
Organizations like Wycliffe USA still have an important role to play. It's just different from before.
These leaders are saying, this is the responsibility of the church. And they look and say, yes, but it's a very technical thing to deal with the Word of God and Bible translation. So through a variety of networks, we connect with them. We say, how can we support you?
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sat7, a Christian satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers a free prayer guide. Get yours at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.